have a whole new month. And in a whole new month, we have a whole new theme. And the theme this month for November is financial health and prosperity. How do you like that one? Yay! Yeah. And those of us who are in, now we're soon in lesson 7 of 8 of our spiritual economics class. If you have not enrolled in the class, well, you'll have to wait till next time now. But don't let that stop you from getting the book, because it's powerful and wonderful. How many spiritual economics students do we have here this morning? Oh, yeah. Yeah, talk to them. Look how prosperous they are. There's money coming out of their ears. However, they understand that it's prosperity is about a whole lot more than that. So from the Centers of Spiritual Living, the quote is, "We express order and balance in our finances and experience optimal financial well-being through the richness of our teaching and its application." Do you see there's a difference between the talking school and the walking school? Through the richness of our teaching and its application, we value the principle of abundance in its expression as prosperity, as a means to provide resources to empower our personal and collective vision. Don't we wish to empower the world to help everyone in the world understand that there's plenty for all? And a switch in consciousness, a change in understanding, a different focus can change and transform our entire experience. So today is about God is my substance and my source. How about saying that with me? God is my substance and my source. Once we get that, it's seeking first the kingdom and all else is added unto that. Now, many of you know that the kingdom of heaven is within us. Many of you know that the Greek word for heaven is Uranos, and it means that which is forever and ever expanding. Don't you love the idea of living in a life of that which is forever and ever expanding? Because when we're limiting ourselves and things are held in, we're in hell. We want that sense of freedom and expansion, right? For ourselves and for every other being. We want it for everyone. And what's true is it's possible for us and it's possible for everyone. From our good Eric Butterworth, "God is my instant, constant, and abundant source of supply." Once we remember that and come back to it when we begin to find that we've got a little too much month left at the end of our money. Or ever, you know? Did you ever experience that? just two more days, you know? Come right back to God is my instant source of supply. Constant, instant source of supply. And then I'm no longer focusing on something I think I don't have. I'm coming back to the truth of what is always, always available once I align myself with that. Prosperity is a whole lot more than physical goods. It's part of it. We love it. But it's way more than that. It's a way of living and being. It's not just money and things. Poverty is a way of... prosperity is a way of thinking and living and not just money and things. Butterworth. Poverty is a way of living and being and not just money and things. Either way is a way of living and being. It's all about consciousness. That's where it all begins, right? And that's the only place we need to work to change it. Isn't that the best news? No matter what may be going on, that I might feel a lack or limitation in any area, in health and well-being, in relationships, in creative expression, in monetary goods. It is all coming right back to consciousness. And as soon as I change the focus. Metanoia. Another Greek word. Metanoia. It means to turn the mind in another direction. That's all. Take the focus off what is like the shoes are too tight. Take the shoes off. And come back into the realization that there is another way to perceive something that is eternally true and not just a passing problem. Every problem can become a project, right, students? as long as we decide to change our focus and realize, oh, this is something I can do something about. Oh, not by myself, by the infinite power of possibility that dwells within me that is divine. So many, many channels through which our good flows, many rivers flow from the sea, all from the same source. So we find these tributaries. Maybe it's a paycheck, maybe it's a spouse, maybe it's something we didn't expect that came in the mail. These are all instruments through which the one source provides our good. One source. So we come back again to the kingdom of expansion. I want to align myself every day with that loving, wise, wonderful, generous, constantly giving source of life. And what do we say to the universe, knowing that it is generous and has plenty for us? We say, yes, please. Say it again. We say, yes, please. We become generous receivers of life. We become generous receivers of that good. We want to drink deeply from the fountain of abundance. We go often to the well, and the well is right within us, because that point of power, that point of God consciousness, is where we all are living and moving and having our being. We want to return often to that divine foundation. Isn't that interesting? The word is similar. Foundation, fountain. That's the wellspring. It's the bottom line. We come right back to where we can stand right tall. Stand right tall, boys and girls. On that firm foundation, it's within us, it's around us. We live and move and have our being in the divine presence. Just as soon as we remember it, we begin to experience it. It's always true, but we don't always feel it, do we? So solutions come easily. Possibilities emerge we hadn't thought of when we turn our problems into projects. We're opening ourselves to the divine flow, and it becomes steadier and steadier. Yesterday, Reverend Mike and I went to Brooklyn. You know you can get to Brooklyn in 2 hours? Do you know you can get back in 2 hours? Do you know it's a good idea to go the day before they do the New York Marathon? And that's what we did. And it was wonderful. It was the installation, the affiliation and installation of the One Love Center for Spiritual Living. And it was really a wonderful experience. It was Reverend Rodney Gittins installed as the spiritual leader, and Reverend Hajara Rahim. And it took a while to learn how to say her name, but it didn't take long at all to fall in love with her. You know, what's in a name? It's the heart, right? And then they also installed 3 practitioners. It was really wonderful. Lots of beautiful music, lots of beautiful people. John Waterhouse came out from Asheville, and there were ministers from all over. You should have seen all of us penguins parading down the aisle. That's what it looks like. We're in our robes. We're all, you know. And it was such a joyous occasion. The One Love Center for Spiritual Living in Brooklyn. And it was held at the Unity Church. They hosted them, because they have such a beautiful facility. It's a very old, old church. And how wonderful that now, right there in Brooklyn, there's Unity and Religious Science, and that they are together sharing their love with each other. Now, it took a while for these people to pull together the ability to actually form a Center for Spiritual Living. It was a teaching chapter while Reverend Gittins was finishing his ministerial studies. You can't have a minister till you have a minister. But he was teaching, and it was wonderful, and all of them had been working together. And it was such a joyous experience to be with everybody in this environment. The whole of God's substance is present in its entirety, said Emily Cady, an early New Thought pioneer. God is not a dispenser of divine substance. God is the allness of ever-present substance in which we live and move and have our being, and that's exactly what we were experiencing yesterday. This great joy of the coming together, the manifestation from the very root, from the heart of the divine, up into the beautiful fruiting of these divine ideas coming forth. And it's such a joy. People came from all over. Even Reverend Mwala from San Francisco came out because they were close friends. And a lot of people drove up from here, from down farther south in Washington and Virginia. It's a wonderful feeling to realize that we are an entire global community of people shining our lights, our lighthouses, the beacons, so strongly that we're making a difference in our own communities and beyond and in this world. And it happens because we're willing to move from any sense of limitation into a sense of fullness. Now, I have noticed that one of the things that tends to prevent us from living our lives fully and freely and lovingly and joyously and prosperously is holding on to old stuff. Does that ring a bell? Have you ever done that? And what I realize is that all of us continue to work on this probably all of our lives. There's a little bit of resentment left that we haven't really dealt with. We need to heal that because it is, as we've shared before, it's a kink in our hose. I cannot love fully and receive lovely love completely until I have done my internal healing. Then I am free to let everything beautiful flow. We continue to do our work, and I'm happy to do it because we live in these two realms, right? In the absolute, there is unconditional love. And everybody gets along beautifully, right? In the relative, there are misunderstandings, there are conflicts, there are ugly words, and there are things that take place that we wish never took place. What are we going to do then? It already happened. Come back to the roots, please. Come back to source. And that's when we're able, finally, to do our internal healing so that we're not wanting or expecting anybody else to be a certain way. We're not expecting the economic conditions in the world or any leaders in the world to be any different. They're doing what they need to do in order to wake us up. Hello? It's important for us to realize that it's not about person, place, or thing out there. It's about my own willingness to get my foot off the hose I may have kinked. And even if I have a difference of opinion that may never be resolved, I can still come to a place of unconditional love for that beautiful being within the person that may be performing in a different way than I would prefer. I can do that. You can do that. Gosh darn, we'd better do that, right? And then things can flow. I would like every center of spiritual living, I would like every church, every tabernacle, every synagogue, every mosque, to be living from source. I would like us all to be in a place where we celebrate each other, where we open our hearts and our minds so completely that there's no more fear. Can you imagine living in a world without fear? Can you imagine living in a world without lack or limitation? Until we imagine it, it's not going to happen. We want to do the fruiting up there in the tree, don't we? And it begins with our own internal willingness, not only individually, but collectively in a beloved community like this, to stand in the truth, no matter what may be taking place out there. Now, sometimes you don't always see the connection between our own flow of life, of love, of prosperity, of health, of well-being, of creativity, with our thoughts, but that's where the connection is. That's where it always is. So that means I need to change my focus and not say, well, if it weren't for so-and-so, I'm the so-and-so. And so being willing to turn the direction of our minds in another way is essential. Things happen that are very difficult to let go of. I may have told you that a beloved friend, everybody thought that they were her best friend, and that was Reverend Helen Street, and she was in Hawaii for some time. She's since long ago, way too soon, popped off the planet. But Reverend Helen had a wonderful community in Hawaii. I visited her there. We went to dinner because I knew I was her best friend, as did everybody else who went there. And I learned after that that her treasurer, not ours, but hers, had absconded with many thousands of dollars from the church. Do you think she had a little trouble with that? Heck yes. And some years later, she heard someone called her and said, so-and-so is in the hospital and she thinks she's dying. The so-and-so was the treasurer. Helen went, I'm a minister. I guess I have to go see her. And she did. She went to see her, and she's lying there going, oh, Reverend Helen, I'm really sorry, you know, thanks for coming. Well, Helen had what turned out to be a gift, but she thought was a shortcoming. Helen was not good with mechanical things. So Helen went to this woman and said, what can I do for you? How can I make you more comfortable? And she said, can you fix my bed a little bit? She starts trying to move the bed, and the next thing she knew, she was folding her. And they both started laughing so hard that a healing took place. I'm not suggesting that you do that with everybody, but if you have the occasion, sometimes you never know exactly what it's going to take to make to take this transformative place in our minds. And you know what? Thank you. Often it's humor. Often it's unexpected humor. But always there has to be some willingness for the shift to take place, don't you think? Somewhere there was willingness. Helen didn't know how this was going to happen. And neither did the woman, and it did. We can't afford to hold on to things. We can't afford to be angry with anybody in the world, with the economy, with things that are happening that are, by the way, teaching us to stand tall in our truth and in our light. We're the ones we've been waiting for. We are the ones. So let's step up. Yes, we're the children of God, but I think maybe it's time to become the adults of God. At least teenager. Well, no, maybe that's hard. So as we're living in the flow of life more beautifully, more constantly, and we're remembering that God is my substance, God is my source. So what that I don't feel really loved right now? I can't stop being loved by God. Why don't I open myself to that divine inflow and outpouring? We are recirculating fountains of divine love. We are recirculating fountains of infinite life. We are recirculating fountains of abundant good. We are recirculating fountains of radiant health. All of that is true. Let's speak the words out loud and throughout the day. I love spiritual mind treatment, and I really love saying it out loud. And I encourage you all, when you're doing your affirmations at home, you know, sometimes someone will call and I'll say, just take two affirmations and call me in the morning. It's 4 o'clock, you know. Say them out loud. Create them from your own heart and soul. I can give you affirmations all day long, and I love to do that, and that's good, but that's like training wheels. Let's see what comes up out of our own toes. When we're in the throes of desperation, and I can't do this, and how come, and what am I going to do about it? That's the time to take those negative phrases and turn them around and make a powerful affirmation out of it and throw away the negative stuff and post that everywhere you can, on your mirror in the bathroom, on your, no, not on your steering wheel. You need to be looking at the road. But all the other places on your desk that make sense to you. I am a powerful manifestation of the life of God, and my thought is in the direction I choose. Whatever you choose to say, let it come out of you, and then say it out loud. There's something really marvelous about speaking that truth. Truth on your tongue, as Emma Curtis Hopkins said. Truth on your tongue. Let it be spoken. The universe is listening. Don't let it hear things that you don't want to manifest in your life. Let it hear things you do wish to have in your experience, in our happy days, in our wonderful lives. So, we realize that prosperity, well-being in every area of our life, it's not something to get. It's something with which we wish to identify. It's something to be. Eric Butterworth, my saint for the week. He suggests that we make a deeply rooted commitment that you will practice the presence of God's substance, ever reminding yourself that you are in the presence of the infinite eternal substance from which all things proceed. Resolve that you will live and work as if you really believed that the whole universe of creativity and substance were present in every project of your work and every transaction of your investments as your never-failing resource. Practice the presence of God's substance with diligence and persistence, and you will begin to realize prosperity. There's no limitation in divine mind. It is infinite. There can be no limitation in the limitless. We experience it because we live in this human realm as well as the divine realm. Which one would you like to spend more time in? You know, it's a good idea to take up residence where you truly wish to live. What is it that Rumi says? Or is it Hafiz who says, fear is the loneliest room, is the smallest room in the house. I would recommend that you move to larger quarters. I recommend that we all move to larger quarters. We don't stay in that place. We all experience those places. There's no judgment about that. It's part of our human experience, dang it. And I love it. And it helps us see the difference. Because once we move out of that little tiny room into the expansive expression of aliveness, we realize, whew, sort of like getting over a bad cold. Wow, I love life, I feel so good. That's what happens when we move to a different consciousness. And those of us who have enough wisdom operating in us decide, we don't want to go back there. Don't want to go back there. But you know what it does when we have visited those places? It really helps us realize that other people go through those places too, and we have such great compassion for them, which is why A spiritual community like this is so essential because we've been there. And we hold our hands out to each other and we walk through these things together. But as Agnes Sanford said, this wonderful wife of an Episcopal priest, years ago in her book, The Healing Light, she said, we walk into another person's darkness with our light just long enough to lead them out of the light. You don't want to stay there where you can't see. Let's lead our loved ones out into a greater realization. There's no limitation in consciousness. Do we become sometimes too intrigued with the facts and the drama? Please, let's not get involved with the drama. When my daughter was in high school and she was a thespian, her brothers used to call her the drama trauma. Well, we all experience that sometimes. Please, let's not be intrigued by it. It's one of those terrible rooms in our house. Let's not forget the truth. It's when things look the worst, as Ernest Holmes says, that we need to remember our truth. Because that is sort of like how, now, please don't invite me to your house for this, but it's when I love to scrub a really dirty floor. I like to see the difference, don't you? You can't know when I've said that how many people afterwards have invited me to their homes. And not for dinner. I want to see the difference. It's wonderful. It's freeing. It's beautiful. It's empowering to see that difference. So let's establish ourselves in the limitless substance of God. In every area, in prosperity of every nature, of love, of well-being, of health, and goodness of every kind that we can imagine. You say with me, I seek first the kingdom.
I seek first the kingdom.
I know that God is my ever-present source.
I know that God is my ever-present source.
Of prosperity.
Of prosperity.
Of love.
Of love.
Of financial abundance.
Of financial abundance.
In all areas of my life.
In all areas of my life.
God is all there is.
And I am affluent.
And so it is, and so my, yeah, and so my beloveds, beginneth our lesson. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We love having such a special means of connecting with you and trust you have enjoyed this message. If you have benefited from and been uplifted by these ideas and would like to learn more about our spiritual community, please go to our website at cslphilly.com. And if you wish to express your gratitude, simply click on the donate button to experience the joy of conscious giving. Your generous support makes it possible to share these messages of inspiration with all the world. Please share this message with anyone you feel might benefit and encourage them to subscribe to our podcast by searching GPCSL on your favorite podcasting application. Again, thank you for joining me and the Greater Philadelphia Center for Spiritual Living Community, as together we create a world that works for all.